My mother arrived at the airport, smiling and dragging her suitcase, wearing a woolly hat despite the warm California evening. She snuggled into the back seat between my young sons James and Daniel, asking about their school, sports, and friends, remarking at what a sparkling city San Francisco is at night. It's a familiar scene replicated thousands of times a day. Yet for me, it is amazing, because I never thought it could happen again, and because of the bittersweet reality that my mother has dementia and won't remember a moment of this lovely scene and cozy car ride home. But she is happy. She doesn't want to die. I haven't heard those words in over a year. 2 years of suicidal depression are gone. 2 years where all my waking moments and many sleeping ones were laced with fear of receiving the call, a voice calmly telling me, "What?" I never fully let myself imagine, knowing that it would be too awful. This fuzzy, undefined awfulness haunted me for a very long time. But I have let it go, at least for now, and it feels exhilarating. I know I will receive a call one day, but it won't be laden with tragedy, won't reflect the horror that leads people to harm themselves in order to escape the torment of depression. When I tell people my mother has dementia, they respond with genuine concern or pity, lovely responses that reflect the beauty of human caring. But inside I smile. "I'm thrilled," I want to shout. Yes, she is forgetful and repeats things, and yes, I get impatient when she can't remember the simplest instruction. But she is happy. And I now know in a deep, visceral, and profound way that nothing matters more in life. I'm not sure how this will bend the arc of my life. I doubt that I'll permit James and Daniel more ice cream or demand fewer vegetables, or that I'll become the proverbial old lady in purple following the quirks of my heart at every turn. But I do know that I have put on new lenses and will never see things in quite the same way. With a perspective, this is Anne Shulman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.